Welcome to the Barf Bag, cyberbarf.com's podcast on the internet. Let's examine the net way of life. Are podcasts dead? Were podcasts really the destination place for web surfers? Clearly, they've lost their edge to other forms of media, such as social networking, Facebook, and Twitter. Just like any other fad, podcasting has become secondary to what's hot and new. Most podcasts are secondary to some form of a main page or main program. Radio and TV hosts often ask their viewers to go to their web page to see or hear archives of their shows. Podcasts are becoming the audiovisual library for the next tech generation. Podcasts have been supplanted by easier methods of expression, easier in the means of being quicker, easier, and more cool, such as texting, video email, teleconferencing. It is interesting to note that podcasting as a form of media has turned into the new desktop publishing application. Gone are the days of the holiday family newsletter. Now that you have YouTube videos that you can share files between distant relatives, lost was the promise that podcasting would become the new internet radio or internet television stations across the globe. People tend to drift towards the easiest means to the end. And in this case, podcasting is not the end anymore for people who want to quickly communicate with friends and colleagues. There isn't a day that goes by that someone doesn't ask, "Do you Twitter?" Nobody comes around and says, "Do you podcast anymore?" So it's clear that podcasting has become secondary to other forms of communication in our modern society. Maybe the future of podcasting is merely nostalgia. For if you upload a podcast in the internet forest, will it be heard? You've been listening to the Cyber Barf Bag, presented by CyberBarf.com. What do you really think, Ralph?